great oldies. Wave 970, WAVG, Louisville.
Wave 970 News at 10 o'clock. Good morning, everyone. I'm Lou Harper now. We have cloudy skies, still a little rain in the area, 74 degrees in Louisville, 50% chance of thunderstorms through the day today. The full forecast is coming up. There is no word from terrorists in Beirut on whether they have carried out their threat to execute U.S. Marine Lieutenant Colonel William Higgins by hanging this morning. They had threatened to hang the Marine officer if Israel did not release the extremist Shiite Muslim leader its commandos had kidnapped in Lebanon last week. Now from Israel this morning comes word that there may be something in the works, at least behind the scenes. The Israelis are reportedly offering to trade captured Shiite Muslims for Israeli captives and other hostages held by the extremists. Meantime, the family of Lieutenant Colonel Higgins awaits anxiously word of development this morning. Higgins is a Kentucky native who spent some of the growing up years here in Louisville and still has relatives here. Nine oil rig workers are feared trapped in capsized oil rig in a Gulf of Mexico just south of Morgan City, Louisiana. Three workers have been picked up by boat. A Coast Guard spokesman says divers are searching for the others.
I believe that they were asleep when the incident occurred. So, that whether that helps or not, that's up to the divers, but that's what they were able to tell us.
The Coast Guard says they have no idea why the oil rig capsized this morning. The Exxon Valdez, the tanker that ran aground near Valdez, Alaska in Prince William Sound earlier this year, causing a gigantic oil spill, is now in port in San Diego. Gary McKenzie reports the supertanker is in dry dock there. We'll have that story later on. A 16-year-old Willow Creek youngster is in custody, charged with one rape, one attempted rape, assault, and burglary. The juvenile is said to be responsible for the recent outbreak of assaults and rapes in the Oldham County community. He was arrested at his home Sunday afternoon. Fire in the South Hills condominium on Glimmer in Fairdale early this morning, still under investigation. Officials say they don't know what caused that fire. It severely damaged the upper section and roof of the clubhouse of the South Hill condominium complex. No injuries are reported. A Shelby County High School student was killed when he was hit by a train at a crossing in Shelbyville Sunday morning. The engineer of the Norfolk Southern Freight said he tried to stop the train when he saw the boy sitting on the edge of the tracks, but it was too late. Dead is Brian Kosick. He was 18 years old. Hundreds of fires continue to rage out of control in Idaho, Oregon, and California. Fires have destroyed about 90,000 acres in five western states since last Wednesday. Most of the blazes have been caused by lightning. President Bush goes before the nation's governors in Chicago this morning to call for a renewed effort to fight crime, drug abuse, illiteracy, and welfare dependency. The president is beginning a two-day trip that will also take him to Las Vegas and to Oklahoma City. Prices on the New York Stock Exchange are mixed in moderate trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which lost a fraction Friday, is off 4 points in today's early going. Overall on the big board, advancing issues have a slight lead over losers. Wave 970 News Time, 10:03.
AT&T understands how important it is for our customers to know they're getting AT&T long-distance service from public phones. So we searched for a sound you can use to identify us. A friendly voice you'll hear after dialing.
Yo, it's AT&T!
A sound that'll promise the AT&T quality service you've come to count on. So at last, we proudly present our brand new Don't Worry, You've Got an AT&T sound.
AT&T.
Listen for it soon at a public phone near you.
The captain has turned off the seatbelt sign, so feel free to move about.
We interrupt this flight and turn it back. To remind you, every trip begins with a choice.
Cash or charge?
And the right choice.
Put it on my Discover card.
Always pays off. Because the Discover card actually pays you cash back for every charge. Up to 1% back every year based on your annual purchases. And when you're taking a trip, that's just the ticket. It pays to Discover, the card that pays you back.
Wave 970 weather, partly cloudy, chance of thunderstorms today. A humid and 50% chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, high around 87. Partly cloudy tonight, chance of thunderstorms, again about 40% overnight, low around 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with again a 30% chance of more thunderstorms. Tomorrow's high 88. Then hot, humid days, warm, muggy nights, Wednesday through Friday, with chance of mainly afternoon and evening thunderstorms. Highs from the upper 80s to mid-90s. Radar is right now showing some scattered shower activity throughout the metro area. In the downtown parts of Louisville, it's cloudy right now. The rain has stopped for the moment. 73 degrees. I'm Lou Harper now. Wave 970 News.
Louisville's favorite oldies. Wave 970.
Well, good morning. 8 minutes after 10 o'clock, the Chuck Castile Show. Glad to have you along today. Rainy day, I know, but we'll work on getting a little sunshine out there if we can. We'll do our best. All oldies all the time on Wave 970.
1,000 stars in the sky.
All the time on Wave 970. That wraps up five in a row and almost wraps up the Chuck Castile Show as we get around to about 6 before 3 o'clock. Briefly, the weather this afternoon, Alan Brown after 3 o'clock, and it's going to be warm and humid, 50% chance of thunderstorms, a lot of black clouds gathering, I've been told, all around the city and county. High expected 85. Now, no severe thunderstorms mentioned in this, just a few thunder shower activity cells around us, so it shouldn't create any real problems for you. And tonight, muggy, 40% chance again of more showers, low of around 72. Tuesday, partly cloudy, 30% chance of more storms in here, high of 88 degrees. Hot and humid days, warm, muggy nights right through Friday, and those thunder showers coming in mainly in the afternoon and evenings. Highs expected in the upper 80s to mid-90s all through the period right through Friday. Some sprinkles around us now. We've got 76 degrees downtown at the new Wave 970. Have a great day. Stay tuned for Alan Brown. See you tomorrow morning with Danny King on Wave 970.
Wave 970, WAVG, Louisville.
State Department officials say they seem credible. The reports that the man shown hanged in a videotape released by Lebanese terrorists today is Lieutenant Colonel William Higgins. But these officials say there's no way of knowing when the tape was made. It was released as the Israelis offered to trade a Muslim clergyman they kidnapped last week and other Arabs they hold for foreign hostages held in Lebanon.
Perhaps a little more responsibility on the part of the Israelis one of these days would be refreshing.
Senate Republican leader Bob Dole's thoughts as President Bush was cutting short today's trip to the Midwest. With the 6th Fleet now docked in nearby Egypt, there are calls from Capitol Hill for action.
We must strike back. Those who murder indiscriminately must pay.
But the head of Georgetown University's Center for Strategic Studies says that kind of talk ignores what's been known for some time.
Terrorists are always located around civilian areas, so innocent men and women will get killed if we try to use military force.
I'm Tom Martin on the United Stations Radio Network.
Hi, Tom Baudet from Motel 6 with a plan for anyone who's retired. Well, now that the weather's getting nicer, why not get out there on the road? A little sunshine, scenery, and Motel 6. We've got over 500 locations from coast to coast where you'll get a clean, comfortable room for around $24, the lowest prices of any national chain. Most of them are within walking distance of restaurants, so you won't have to move your car. I don't know about you, but nothing frosts me more than finding the perfect spot to park and then happen to leave. Because it never fails. The second you drive off, somebody will take it. So walk on over and grab a bite. Then come back, watch the free TV, and get a good night's sleep. In the morning, just drop off the key and go. Beat the crowd for breakfast down at the Pancake House, fill up the tank, and get on down the road. Another day, another adventure, another Motel 6. It's the stuff dreams are made of, and we're just thrilled to be a part of it all. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
A harrowing rescue attempt is underway in the stormy Gulf of Mexico off Louisiana.
The weather right now, on the last report we got, were winds of up to 30 knots and seas are about 8 to 10 feet right now.
Coast Guard Seaman Kelly King on conditions at the site of an oil rig capsizing early today. Six workers rescued. Seven others are missing, with some or possibly all trapped inside. The crew quarters could be sealed, so there is a chance of a rescue. It depends not only on a limited supply of air inside the rig, but also on those weather conditions. They're being caused by Tropical Storm Chantal, which is bearing down on the Texas-Louisiana Gulf Coast with hurricane potential. If you can imagine working in 100-degree heat, fully clothed, from head to toe, and in extremely steep areas where getting a foothold is difficult, you can sympathize with the people fighting wildfires today in Idaho, Oregon, and California. Hundreds of these fires are raging out of control today. Via satellite, this is the United Stations Radio Network. The ability of the typical American family to buy a house was at a three-year low in June. The National Association of Realtors says for the first time since March of 86, its Housing Affordability Index showed that typical family did not have the income to qualify for a mortgage on a median-priced $93,000 home. The realtors blame interest rates, which had been rising for months. Rates have since dropped, with the national average now below 10% for the first time in years, so the situation may be turning around. There is good news and bad news about drug abuse.
The good news is that the overall use of illegal drugs in the U.S. fell 37% during the past 3 years. The bad news is that addiction to cocaine, especially the crack variety, is on the rise.
Now comes the hard part. Now we really have to go after this problem in its hardest incarnation, and the going is going to be very rough here.
Anti-drug chief William Bennett says hardcore cocaine users will be one of the key targets of the new federal strategy he's developing. But the problem is that researchers have yet to come up with a surefire treatment for cocaine addiction. I'm Craig Windham in Washington.
More accessible telephone service for people who are blind or whose eyesight is so poor they have trouble reading. U.S. Sprint has come up with a Braille version of its phone card. All the numbers needed to complete a call are encoded on the card in Braille. There's no extra charge, even though the card includes some extras, such as free directory assistance and over-the-phone bill review. I'm Tom Martin.